Welcome to this Media Availability Series Preview edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Thursday, May 8th, 2025. Indiana baseball starts a stretch of 6 games in 8 days on Friday, with the start of a rivalry series with Purdue, their last games at home this season. The media met with graduate student pitcher Cole Gilley, freshman third baseman Will Moore, and head coach Jeff Mercer on Thursday after practice. Cole, can you just talk a little bit about how the staff has been doing, how this last 4-game road trip went, and what you're doing as a leader on this pitching staff as far as this final stretch?
Yeah, I mean, it's been going really well the last week. Obviously, we pitched it really well in Texas, so it's a good thing to kind of get us going into the last couple of conference series and getting ready to go into the Big Ten tournament. Obviously, we're going to need everyone, so taking practice every day, you don't get a lot of throws during practice, so taking every throw you can strategically and making sure that you're actually getting work in, having a hitter stand in, obviously it's a big part of it, but just taking every pitch, making sure that everyone's kind of locked in, getting ready down this back stretch of everything.
Is there anything from this past weekend down in Texas that you guys can take moving in and looking ahead to the Big Ten tournament with the way that format is?
Yeah, I think just the momentum. Obviously we played really well, defensive played well, obviously we swung the bat really well as well, and just taking all the momentum that we had and it's kind of just like putting our head down and go and see if we can go do something special.
Will, was it nice to get away from conference play just for a weekend?
Yeah, I think it gave everyone just a chance to step back and, you know, reset a little bit. Obviously playing a team they're a good team and it was a good test, so we all just kind of went in there with good intensity and just focusing on coming back here ready to beat Purdue.
Will, you ended that series with a back-and-forth affair. You guys got down, you came back, got down, you came back. Can you just kind of talk about the mood in the dugout and how that progressed?
Yeah, I think from the first pitch, everyone was ready to win. Even when we're down there, everyone was still rallying and cheering each other on and having good energy. So I think that's what allowed us to come back. And, yeah, I think it was just a really good sign.
Cool. We've talked about, obviously, you growing up an IU fan, IU Purdue this weekend. How excited are you for that?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, obviously, it's my first one. I've played Purdue in the past at Indiana State, so I know what kind of team they are, kind of what they do. So it's awesome, but you just got to take it like it's every other game, because right now every game is important. It's just take it one game at a time.
Do you have a favorite Purdue-Indiana moment, any sport?
Man, I don't know. There's so many. I couldn't even tell you right now. There's so many. Probably some basketball, obviously, are up there. I remember actually being at the game. I can't remember. Maybe it was when Matt Gorski was here. It was maybe 18 innings or something like that, and they hit a walk-off. IU hit a walk-off in, like, the bottom of the 18th or something like that, so that was pretty sick. I'm pretty sure it was a really high-inning game, so a lot of extras.
Yes, Will, you aren't as familiar with the IU-Purdue rivalry. What have you kind of learned about it throughout your first year here?
Well, I've heard some things, and when we play each other in football, obviously you hear a lot of things, Purdue guys coming down, and there's bickering going on and everything like that, but just coaches talking, it's a big series, everyone's kind of, you know, making it to be a big series, so I'm just ready to compete and try to put my team in the best position.
So, Coach, you're about to start a stretch of 6 games in 8 days, starting, obviously, with a rivalry series. So kind of just talk about how you want to get that kicked off. What are you wanting to see this weekend?
Yeah, and just a continuation of how we played last week and last weekend. I thought we played the way the game required us to be played against ACU. And that's something we talk a lot about. They didn't necessarily hold the run game. They had power arms, but didn't hold the run game great. We were able to. We stole 6 or 7 bases on a Saturday game, and so take advantage of that. We had a couple guys lay a drag bunt down, and the Sunday starter was a sinker baller guy and tried to really work to pull him up. And so there were different things in that series that we did offensively that we were able to play the style of the game. And so that's how we'll have to play this weekend, be dutiful. I just want to see us attack offensively the way the game requires. I'm assuming they'll put big shifts on. On the mound standpoint, I thought we did a really good job Friday and Saturday. Sunday, we had too many free bases. We'll have to really limit those for them this weekend. But just to be able to attack, to take care of the ball, to offensively adjust to the style of the game that's required. So just to continue to play in that fashion, I thought practice today was really good. We gave them Monday and Wednesday off with finals. Practice today was really good. So hopefully that energy carries over and you're just kind of fresh and can go out and take care of it.
With the stretch that you guys have with however many games and however many days, and then some of the four-game weekends this year, how can that help prepare you guys for what the Big Ten tournament is like with that format?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. You do. You try to find different ways to prepare the guys. And like you said, there's tournament formats or four-game weekends and some of the you know, the ways that we've played where it's a doubleheader Friday or doubleheader Monday and then Tuesday. It just there's been a lot of movement. And so you do kind of become hardened to those things, and it takes what it takes. And I know I said that in some of my favorite books, but it just is what it is. So you don't have a choice anymore. You have to go play your way through it. But the best indicator of future success is past success. And so if you've done it before, if you managed it before, and so then you move on and go and do that. The biggest question will be, you know, for us as a coaching staff, is how to manage the pitching, is how to get guys lined up, how to get guys back up and back on schedule. And it looks like there's not going to be weather this weekend, but that's where they really, really get challenging. You know, if I'm a player, I'm going to go play, and I may be a little bit worn down, but I know how to play. When you're coaching and you're managing and you're trying to figure out who's throwing where, that part gets hard to navigate the path for everybody and keep everybody back up. So it'll be a challenge, but it's also a fun time of the year, and we typically play well this time of the year, so that's what we're planning to go and do again.
Really intense series last year with Purdue, obviously. Yeah. How do you keep emotions in check? You got a lot of Indiana guys on this team.
Yeah, you talk to the guys about it beforehand. You prepare them for what it's going to be like. A little bit different when you're at home. I'll talk to them tomorrow. It's good to feel the competitive spirit. That part is good. So if you just kind of let them do their thing this week and have that moment. But you have to remind them that you won't win the game on bravado, and you won't win the game on screaming and yelling, and you won't win the game on testosterone and bat flips. You win the game on intelligence and aptitude and emotional stability and intelligence and adjustments and thinking. It's a thinking man's game, and that's how you have to navigate a weekend. And so your emotions can help to harden and sharpen your focus, or it can completely wipe out your ability to be rational and make you do silly things. So you can't allow it to distract you. You just have to stay focused on what you can control. Now, you can allow your intensity of emotion to keep you focused and locked in and engaged. That's a real thing, but that has to be intentional. And we'll talk about that tomorrow before the game starts, about not allowing the excitement of the moment to overthrow on the mound, or to try to turn two before you have the lead out, or swing out a hand. You see those things sometimes. You guys get emotional and they're excited and they want to do it so quickly and so much that they end up making it harder on themselves.
You have three pretty special guys from that incoming 21 class that are going to be honored this weekend. So you can talk a little bit about Pine, Holderfield, and Kraft.
Yeah, they've been amazing. Josh Pine was one of the first guy that I talked to when I got here. He was already committed, and we hit it off immediately and have had a great relationship for a long time. And he's a good deer hunter, and I like to fancy myself as one too. So we've always got along great in that regard. Ryan Kraft was probably the first player that I recruited. I still remember going and watching the game, and my first weekend I didn't even have an IU shirt yet. I was at Ryan Kraft's game and recruiting him. I loved his demeanor. And then Grant Holderfield came that winter and came to a camp. And to see them mature through their careers into how much they've invested and poured into the program and come from great families, and having experienced the dichotomy of the wins and the losses, and their freshman year was a rebuild and a struggle, and then to see them get to go to back-to-back postseason appearances has been pretty special. But just tremendous families, great kids, and they bleed Indiana and have a lot of love and admiration for those guys.
How much do you rely on those veteran guys, especially the ones from Indiana, for a weekend like this to help keep that demeanor?
Yes. I mean, yes. And we don't always have a ton of older guys. And so for us, a sophomore or a junior is an older guy, but weekends like this, Kraft and Holderfield and Pine and those guys can really help to communicate, like, hey, how do you win? Not just how do you play, how do you play well, how do you win? And they're different things. And being under control is a critical component of winning. You know, last year we lose a contentious game on Friday, and then Saturday we kind of run away with it. And then Sunday we're down by three or four in the ninth and fight to come back and win it in dramatic fashion. You got to have a little bit of calmness about you to do those things, and some of that only comes with seasoning, right? I can go 2 for 4, and not really impact the game because I can't hit with the guy on base or I don't have a good at bat, or I can go 2 for 4 and I can change the game by being able to manage the moment. So playing well is different than playing to win and being able to be efficient. So those guys do help with that stuff.
Coach, right now the team's 0-12 in games in which the other team scores more than 7 runs. Yeah. So kind of the one way you haven't seemed to be able to win a game yet is through kind of a shootout type situation.
Exactly right.
Is that something, I mean, obviously you don't want to give up that many runs, but if it did happen, what are your thoughts about the offense's ability to win a shootout?
Well, honestly, it's funny you mentioned that. I was talking to a different coach, one of my friends this morning, just about something else, but that topic came up, and I said, you know, we do have a great offense, and there are times earlier in the year that I have been disappointed in our just gumption to just figure it out. Okay, I get it. We give up 9 runs. Sometimes you give up 9 runs. It just happens. The wind blows out some days, and you're off schedule, so just go score 12 runs. The other team dropped 2 fly balls and walked 7 guys. Just go score 12 runs. We're capable of doing that. And so sometimes and we played well this week, so I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get, off topic too much. But yeah, to your point, is there have been times where I thought, hey, I get it. We didn't pitch it great today. Let's just figure out a way. We're good enough offensively to go score 12 runs and just win the game, because the guy on the mound's not better than us and the wind's blown out and they made 4 errors. So just figure it out. At times that was a big frustration. But I would say this, on Sunday, that's exactly what we did for the first time. So I would close it with that is, for the first time, we didn't play well, and we didn't pitch great, and we made an error or two, and we didn't have much going for us early, and we just played too tough to quit and roll over, and we're just going to find a way to fight through it. And we did. And we did it a lot, especially 2 years ago. We did it a lot, where it was just – I don't know how we did that, but we were just tough enough to win it, and there was an attitude and a demeanor in the room that we were just going to go. I remember the first Big Ten game, face Ohio State. They scored 6 in the first inning. We walked like 6 guys, and we came back to score like 15 runs in that game and beat the Copay kid, who was really talented. And so there is. That's an attitude thing, and that's college baseball. You're going to give up some runs sometimes. So we've got to be tough enough to just fight through it and persevere, because we are good enough offensively to do that. And with that being said, as I told the team after the game on Sunday, that's exactly what we did on Sunday. We didn't swing it great early. We made an error or two defensively. We walked too many guys. I got a guy thrown out at third base. It's terrible. I got to work on my own, hold myself accountable too. But we just found a way to win, and I was really proud of him for that. So, yeah, it's funny you say that, because that's exactly what we were talking about this morning.
Got to reread the Ron Polk book.
I have to brush up. The game gets, it's just funny. It's like anything else you do. The last time I really coached third base was at Wright State, and that team was really fast and took really short, sharp angles, and I was super aggressive, and that was 7 years ago. So I got to get my Tyler Cerny, like the way that Tyler Cerny runs the bases is kind of my tempo and timing, and I got to get it back. He made me look smart on that one. The other two, I look like a buffoon, so that's part of the risk.
That fighting back and doing that, do you think that's something a team can develop this late in the season?
Yeah, for sure. I think sometimes the weight of expectation, the burden of expectation, what should or could or frustrations or whatever it may be, sometimes when those things are lifted and you just go play, you just want to win for the sake of winning. And all that stuff, you have a clarity. Your mind is focused on, okay, we have one goal now, and everyone goes and does that. There's just a sense of calm. Like, let's just go compete and play for the sake of playing. As we talked about last week, I get it. Things didn't go great 2 weeks ago. Actually, they went pretty daggone poorly. But that's life. You just pick up and you move on and you make the next goal and you set the next parameters and you go attack it to the best of your abilities. And, you know, they talk about, Nick Saban talks about the illusion of choice, is that you actually have no choice at all. You don't have a choice. You just move on and you pick up. And now it's like, we just have to get better to be able to win the Big Ten tournament. So let's focus every day on just getting better so we can win that. And then you see a little bit different dynamic to that. ACU is a good team. They're talented. They've won a bunch of games. They've got big arms and bat speed and those things. And so I was really pleased with the way that we just competed. So to answer your question, yes, you can develop it. And I think sometimes it's just a clarity of mind that allows you to now be focused and dependent on just the toughness to go. Just win for the sake of winning. Win for Indiana. When you fight like that, things typically come together better for you.
Indiana's home series with Purdue starts Friday at 6 p.m. Senior Day is Saturday with the ceremony before the 2 p.m. first pitch. Friday and Saturday will be streamed on B1G+. Sunday's game at 4 p.m. will be televised on the Big Ten Network. I will have the live game blog on iubase.com for all three games. See you at the BART.